much in her way. With a nod to Manolin, the matron mother began to cast a spell, and the wizard followed suit. A pair of spectral drow hands, one male, one female, appeared above the prostrated priestess, and together they reached down and grabbed her around the folds of her robes and jerked her back to her feet so abruptly that it took her a moment to even realize that she was standing. She started to speak once more, both Gromph and Matron Mother Quenthal moving to silence her. But then all three fell silent as there erupted a great tumult from inside the Fey Branch house, shrieks and screams and the clatter of dropped glasses and tumbling furniture.
"House Banry wars upon us,"
Manolin Fey said with a gasp.
"Matron Mother,"
Gromph asked, turning Quenthal's way. But the matron mother of Menzo Berenzon wore a look of serenity, her expression telling the other two that this was no attack. The interior door of the sitting room swung open, and in strode a drow female of extraordinary beauty and presence.
"Yorthe,"
Matron Mother Quenthal greeted, using the term reserved for the greatest chosen being of Lady Loth, a particular priestess who had become the vessel of Loth in the War of the Spider Queen. Matron Mother Quenthal, the leader of Menzo Berenzon, the supreme drow of the City of Spiders, ended her greeting with a deep and respectful bow. Manolin swallowed hard before the specter, the avatar of the Spider Queen herself. Beyond the female in the other room, the minions of House Fey Branch and the four remaining Banrys followed the glorious creature, and all of them were on their knees, crawling, and with their eyes respectfully aimed at the floor. Manolin shuffled uncomfortably, almost imperceptibly, but Matron Mother Quenthal caught it and understood. Manolin knew that she should be kneeling, of course, particularly when Gromph fell to his knees beside her. She wanted to drop, but she could not, Bayenri knew, because the avatar before them, a priestess who had once been known as Danifei Yontir, would not let her fall. Matron Mother Quenthal fixed Manolin with a knowing glance and a taunting grin. Any thoughts Manolin Fey had entertained of revenge against Matron Mother Quenthal had just been washed away, they both knew. The incarnation of Lady Loth glided across the room, passing before Manolin and pausing there only to put her hand on the trembling priestess's belly, not yet swollen with child. She moved to stand before the matron mother and nodded and smiled, then fixed Quenthal Bayenri with the most passionate kiss.
"My eternal servant,"
the avatar said, gently stroking the matron mother's tender cheek. Then she walked past Bayenri, out onto the balcony, and floated off into nothingness.
"Loth appeared,"
cried one of the priestesses in the room beyond, several daring to climb to their feet once more.
"The festival is a success," another yelled.
For indeed, the Festival of the Founding was a day when all the drow of Menzo Berenzon hoped that Lady Loth would make an appearance among them, a sign that they remained in her good graces. Cheers and chatter echoed around the compound, spreading out to the streets beyond. All the city would soon know of Loth's appearance, Matron Mother Quenthal understood. Matron Mez Barris Armgo would soon know. Matron Beerton moved up beside her, and Bayenri was glad to see the look of reverence splayed upon the old matron's face.
"It is a sign to us,"
Bayenri quietly explained.
"House Fey Branch is vulnerable no more. You are no longer without an ally."
Matron Beerton bowed before the supreme matron mother of Menzo Berenzon.
"You will marry,"
Matron Mother Quenthal instructed Gromph and Manolin.
"Marry?"
Gromph chortled, for indeed Manolin was hardly the first priestess to bear one of his children, and if he had his way, she would hardly be the last. Matron Mother Quenthel turned and waved Sosumtu and Meriniel back, then waved the door closed in their faces, leaving only Beartin, Gromph, and Manolin in the room with her.
"You are with child, and that child is a girl," she explained to Manolin. "She will be raised in House Beanri, where you will forevermore reside at my side."
"Manolin is the High Priestess of Fey Branch," Matron Beartin protested, but Beanri silenced her with a look.
"And your child will be groomed as my successor," Beanri said. Beartin gasped. "And you will name her."
She fixed Gromph with a sly look.
"Ivanel,"
he finished for her quietly, catching on. The matron mother sidled up to Manolin, who trembled visibly. Beanri reached up to stroke her smooth cheek, and the priestess tried unsuccessfully to shy from the touch.
"If you fail in this, you will suffer eternity at the feet of the Spider Queen, her poison burning in your blood with an agony that will never relent," she warned.
"I will serve,"
Manolin said, her voice thin and shaky.
"When the child is born, I will properly train—"
"You are an egg and nothing more,"
Matron Mother Quenthel sharply interrupted.
"Do not think yourself worthy to train Ivanel Beanri."
Manolin didn't dare respond.
"Ivanel the Eternal,"
Matron Mother Quenthel said, turning back to Gromph.
"The babe's instruction will begin at once."
It took Gromph a moment to figure out what she meant, but when he did, his eyes widened, and he gasped audibly in disbelief.
"No."
Beanri's smug smile mocked him. Both she and Gromph imagined the tentacles of Methil crawling over the naked flesh of Manolin Fey Branch, finding their way to the growing consciousness of the life inside her, imparting the memories and the sensibilities that Gromph had saved within the split skull of his dead mother. Chapter 4. Unforgiven. A muddy gang of five crossed into the northern end of the pass that led south through the spine of the world. Their trip from Ten Towns across the tundra had been uneventful, but hardly easy in the days of the early spring melt, where bottomless bogs hid cleverly among the patches of ice and sludge, where sinkholes opened suddenly to